I'm not ready. I'm undressed. Hold on, let me put my clothes on. What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling? Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Sunday afternoon. And we are talking about a man spends his money where his heart is. A man spends his money where his heart is. What y'all know about that? What y'all think about that? Is it true? Is it false? Have we been saying it for years? Has the ancestors told us that? Have our old heads told us that? Have our parents told us that? Aunts, uncles, our friends, peers? It's a common phrase. And it sounds true. It sounds true. A man spends his money where his heart is. But I think we should break it down a little bit. I think we should dissect it. I think we should find out exactly where that statement is coming from and the validity of it. I mean, and that's not to say that I don't think that it has some validity. I think that it absolutely has some validity. How much, though? What are we talking about? You know, how much do we have to spend on the validity of this statement? A man spends his money where his heart is. A man spends his money where his heart is. The thing about this statement is that we normally say it when a man is messing up somewhere, when a man is doing something he ain't got no business doing, when a man is out there catting around, messing around, being mysterious, you know, or when money comes up missing, where it's supposed to be spent for responsibilities, things of importance, things that are going to push the family or the situation forward. A man spends his money where his heart is. Seems like we say that when a man is spending too much money where we don't think that he should be spending it. Am I lying? Is it true? Are we talking the same language? What do y'all think? When you hear that a man spends his money where his heart is, what comes to your mind? What situations have you experienced where this might be the situation? Because I know that some of y'all have some type of experience with this. Some of y'all women out there have been with a man who seems to have wanted to spend all of his money on something like his car or some type of thing that he was collecting or filtering a whole lot of money into. And it may have been, not definitely, but it may have been something that you either did not approve of or didn't think was very productive. Like, so you spending all your money on that when you could or should have been spending it over here. And that's when I had to ask the question of, are we talking about a man spending his money where his heart is, or is there somewhere else or some other reason that he's spending the money? For example. If a man spends his money on a woman, like he's out there cheating. Now, he may have a woman at home. He may be married, in fact. But he's taking a large portion of the money that he has and spending it on another woman. Does that mean that he loves that woman more than he loves his woman at home? Our jealousy and, you know, fairness tells us, yeah, that must be it. But are we really thinking? Because our emotions are making us kind of come to that conclusion. Doesn't mean that he loves that woman more. He may be doing that in order to get somewhere with that woman. Maybe he's trying to have sex with that woman, or if he's already having sex with her, maybe the money is what is required to be able to keep having sex with her. It might be that type of emotionally business emotional business relationship. Doesn't necessarily mean that he doesn't love his wife. Now, of course, many of us will say, well, if you love somebody, why would you cheat on them? At the end of the day, that's a pretty juvenile question. I mean, it really is. It really is. Because we can ask that about anything that we do. That's like saying, well, if you knew that you could get a ticket, why would you run the red light? Or why would you speed on the highway? First of all, I was in a hurry. Second of all, I was late. And third of all, I thought I could do it without getting caught. Didn't have anything to do with, you know, me having no regard for the consequences. It's just that the situation at the time warranted me doing something or taking a chance on something that I wouldn't ordinarily do. You know. So when we say things like, well, you know, if you loved me or if you cared about me, you wouldn't do this and you wouldn't do that. I say that it's juvenile because that is the way that a child thinks. As we become adults, we realize that there are all types of reasons for our appropriate and inappropriate behavior. You know it. I know it. But when our feelings are hurt, of course, it's easier for us to get to conclusions. We're looking for answers right now. How could you do this to me? How could you let this be? Why would you cheat? Why would you do that when we could be eating together and enjoying the weather together? We could be like so happy, but you want to be somebody else's man, somebody else's joint, somebody else's baby. I can't believe that you lied. I can't believe you went out on me and tried to make me think that you were so faithful. This is just wrong. All day long, you know the time the crime has been committed on me. You know that you shit it. And I am feeling some type of way. And hey, I think that you're going to have to pay me some child support, maybe some spousal support, and I ought to just sue. But for right now, what are we going to do? Anyway, I'm not necessarily here to dispute that a man spends his money where his heart is or where his love is. I'm not here to dispute that. But I am here to question it. I am here to break it down, and I am here to question the validity of it and the consistency of it. The consistency. Because I'm not so sure that women don't spend their money where their heart is also. I mean, you know, if we want to reduce the amount spent for our purchases to how much we love something, you know. Like, well, let me ask y'all this. Carol, let me ask you this. Stacy, let me ask you this. Ansel Jones, let me ask you this. T. Carrie Wright, let me ask y'all this. Do you always spend your money where you want to spend it? The majority of the money that you spend, let me ask a better question. Do you always spend a lot of money? No, let me make it better. Let me get my communication skills up. Does the amount of money that you spend somewhere equal up to the importance of the thing that you spent it on? In other words, if I spend the bulk share of my paycheck or my bank account on something, does that mean that I spent it on what I wanted or what I liked? Does that mean that? Because I see, and the reason I have to ask that question is because all of us have bills that we have to pay. And most of us have a bill that is outstanding from the rest of them. Like, this bill costs more than all the rest of the bills. But does that mean that we like that thing that we are spending that money on as far as that bill is concerned? I mean, think about it. It's kind of ridiculous. Your most expensive bill monthly may be your rent or your mortgage. Does that mean that you love your rent or your mortgage? Does it even mean that you love your apartment or your house doesn't necessarily mean that. So why, pray tell, do we think that gender-wise it makes sense that we spend, I mean, that a man spends his money where his love is? Not saying that some men don't, because I know that some men do. But the consistency is what we need to talk about today. The consistency. Talk about today. We got to understand the way that a man spends the dough that's in his pocket. When he does, is it like a socket? Got to plug it in. Got to make it work. Got to make sure that we don't get dirty. The money that comes out of our check, out of our account, large amounts. Got to make sure that it's worth it. But I know that sometimes it's not. And we all got bills to pay, things to say. And you think that we're not going to have to think about the things that we spend the money on. I'm going to make sure that I don't have gone the best way that I can. Talking to the woman, talking to the man. A man spends his heart where his money is. I say a man spends his money where his heart is. I say we got to make a start. So like sweet tart, kind of like bittersweet. Yo, we know that we got to eat. All right. Are we getting somewhere? Let me put my spectacles on so I can see what we're seeing here. Okay. And so Joe said that Omar's using dial-up internet. Man, if you really think about it though, Ansel, dial-up internet was a simpler time. You knew exactly. You know, well, sometimes when things are unlimited, so are the risks and the chaos that's involved. When you put a limit on things, everything gets understood. Yeah, there might be a lot of belly aching, but you understand what it is. This is all you going to get. Dial up. It was a simpler time. AOL, 1,000 minutes, baby. You got 1,000 minutes on this here disc. Rock out. You got 1,000 minutes. You said his second home is a strip club. Man, listen. No. Shoot. Lita B, what's going on? And she says, I have heard it before. But yes. Yes, break it down. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to. Break that down. Break it down. T. Carrie Wright says, outside of bills, I only spend money where and on who I want to. The person has to be important to me in order for me to put money out. Okay. So I get the impression from what you're saying about that, T. Carrie, right, is that this is kind of true, but not just true for men. It's also true for women. So for you to put out the money that you have left over, and is that what we're really talking about? Is that what we're really talking about? When they say that a man spends his money where his heart is, are we really talking about the money that's left over after all the bills are paid? Because it's possible that we're subliminally saying that, but we're not saying it outright. Is that true? So are we talking about a man will go ahead and take care of all his responsibilities, make sure that the house note, the car note, the kids are taken care of, wifey is all good and all that kind of stuff. But the money that he has left, all of the fun money goes to where his heart is. Is that true? I don't know. I can't say for sure that it's true, because we all know of situations where like I was talking about a little while ago, where a man has taken away from where he should have been doing something more important or of a higher priority and putting it where he ain't had no business, like in the case of another woman that he was running around town with. Yo, I got my shorty on my arm. You ain't got no business having this shorty under your arm. I know, but she here, and this is my joint. You got a whole girl at home that you stay with. You got a whole wife. I know, but this is my other wife. You know what I mean? This is my wife relief. This is relief from wife duty. And for the record, what we're going to do is we're going to stop saying or stop believing that side joints come with no problems. You know, because there's this belief out there that side joints are just running around like with their legs open, like the food is ready, the chicken is fried, the washcloth is on the stick and all of that. Just I'm in the bedroom naked, ready to not to ask you no questions about your girl, your life, your job or whatever. You can express yourself to me in any kind of way. I ain't gonna question none of that. I'm just here for you to run up in and express yourself. No problems. It seems like many of us believe that that's the way it goes down. And I get it. I do. But nothing can be farther from the truth. Let me tell you something. Side chicks have feelings too. We've all heard of side chicks that made they man life live in hell. She was trying to bump herself up the first string. You know it. You know it. I know it. But anyway, nonetheless, are we talking about a man spending his money where, when all of the bills are paid and all of that? Is there any validity to that? Is that what we're talking about? Is that what we're talking about? T. Carey Wright says, some women will disregard bills for the ones that they love. Yeah. We know everybody messes up some money, but are they messing up their money where their heart is? Because people insist that a man spends his money where his heart is. But I don't hear people saying that when a man is not irresponsible, when he's not wrong, when he's not in the wrong. I don't hear people talking about he spends his money where his heart is. When all of his bills are paid, when the kids' tuition is paid up, whether you're talking about first, K through 12, or whether you're talking about a college, when all of those things are taken care of and there are no eviction notices, foreclosures, shut off notices, or any credit cards, you know, being cut off. When those situations are involved, I don't hear people screaming about a man spending his money where his heart is. It just seems to me, and maybe it's just me, but it just seems to me that we only say that when a man has messed up, when he done put the money where he ain't got no business putting the money at, the sortie that he's running around with and the cars that he's driving and all of the money that he's spending is inappropriate. It's straight up wrong. And we need to do something about this cat. He wrong. He got a whole wife. He got kids, and he got kids by her too. These secret ass kids. You know them secret ass kids that he been keeping on a low, and he got another sortie pregnant right now. He got a baby all in the belly. That's when we start talking about a man spends his money where his heart is. When he's putting new rims on his car, never stops tinkering around with the ride. You know how some people are. They keep tinkering around with the car. Tinker, 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 tinker. Well, okay, he loves his car. No doubt. He loves his motorcycles. He loves his toys. He's in love with his toys. He spends too much money on his toys. You just got a new bike last summer. Why do you have to get a new bike this year? Yeah, but that's a two-wheel bike. I want a three-wheeler. I want a three-wheeler this year. Okay. Well, that might be what love is. It might be valid in those situations. So we're trying to figure out if this thing is real. Is it real? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun 752. This is the 19th of February, first day of Pisces, I might add, and we're asking the question of a man spends his money on, where his heart is. Is it true? Is it true? And so Jones says she spends $200 on a purse. He can make it rain in the club. $200 on a purse. Nowadays, ain't nobody even going to bat an eye over a $200 purse. You might want to increase the price that you're talking about by $1,800. Because it seems like anything under $1,000 ain't a purse worth having no more. Yeah, and so we living in the past. We living, what you just said, you talking about in the coach days of the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you could get a $200 purse. You can get a $200 purse now, but ain't nobody batting an eye yet. You ain't getting no Louis bag for under, can you get a Louis bag for under $1,000? Let's see if you can get a Louis bag. I mean, you might get one online. You might be able to get one online for, how much does it cost for an authentic Louis Vuitton bag? God, what the hell? So Louis Vuitton bags range from $400 to $36,000. As mentioned at the beginning of the article, the answer to how much a Louis Vuitton bag costs depends on a few factors. Materials. In early 2022, most Louis Vuitton bags are made from top quality canvas and leather, cost between $1,200 and $6,000. Now they say that you can get a Louis Vuitton bag for like $400. They're not talking about an actual bag. They're talking about like an accessory, like a wallet. You're not getting out of a Louis Vuitton store with any kind of bag for $400. You might get one of those little pouches that go around your neck that we used to wear in the 80s. You might get one of those for $400. You ain't getting no actual handbag with a strap. Unless maybe it's the size of this phone. Maybe. So, we have to take that into consideration. You know, I don't understand why people spend money on Louis Vuitton. I mean, you can spend your money wherever you want to, but that is the easiest way to just throw your money out of the window like you don't care. Because it's going to show that you don't care. That is crazy. Louis Vuitton can't get none of my money. Not one single dime. You know what I'm saying? Like, we not doing that. I just can't understand. But okay. All right. Carol says, I think that's what men, unfortunately, they don't get it. Oh, you talking about the side chick? Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying. I don't hear men tearing down side chicks. Yeah. I only hear women scorn women. I hear tear down side chicks often. And I can understand, you know, if you feel like somebody broke up your home or took your man or whatever, you know, however you put it, I get it. It ain't like you trying to big them up. But all I'm asking for is the truth. when you, if you're unmarried, if you're an unmarried man, your side chick is not your side chick. You ain't got no side chick. You got another girlfriend. Yes, if you are an unmarried man, you don't have a side chick if you have a girlfriend. You have a girlfriend and you have another girlfriend. And it ain't hard to understand why. If you break it down, what does your side chick lack that your girl has so much of? Is it your time? Do you spend more time with your main girl than you do with your side chick? A lot of men spend more time with their side chicks. Much to the chagrin of many main chicks. Main chicks swear that the side chick only gets a little bit of time. Oh, yeah? Well, when you become a side chick, you tell me what's going on. Now, side chicks do complain about not getting enough time or whatever, but that's because they believe that he's spending the majority of time with his main chick. He might be in the bar somewhere, whatever. You know, he ain't spending time with the one of them. It happens way, way often. But he ain't saying nothing. Like, basically, you believe what you want to believe. Here's a couple of dollars. Speaking of a couple of dollars, like, you may financially support your main chick. You may financially support your side chick. You may have sex with your main chick. You're definitely going to have sex with your side chick. You may pay bills and stuff like, well, I guess that goes along with the financial support. Okay. You spend time with your main chick. You spend time with your side chick. You love your main chick. Maybe, maybe not. Not every man loves his main chick or his wife. Maybe there was a time that he did. Whatever the case may be. Now, the thought that no man loves his side chick, y'all need to stop that bullshit. Men love their main woman, and they love their side chick, too. And, yes, side chicks get told that they love them all the time. So all of that, thinking that a side chick is just a cum bucket and just there for his pleasure, you're wrong. Wrong. R-A-W-N-G. Wrong. I'm just letting you know. Side chicks get married. They have children. They have families. You know, just because you're a side chick don't mean that you came from nowhere. But a man spends his money where his heart is. The same way that I was explaining that he loves his main chick and he loves his side chick too. Well, in that case, yeah, if he's spending money over there with his side chick because he loves her, that might be where a portion of his heart is. But does that mean that that is where his whole entire heart is? Does it mean that? I don't know. I don't know if that's what it means. We might suspect that it does, but is he spending all his money on his side chick? Or if your man has to go to the strip club? You know, that would explain a lot of men. A lot of men like to go to the strip club. I don't. But a lot of men do. Spend a lot of money there. Honestly, I think it's weird. The whole strip club thing, I think is weird. Not weird because you like to have naked or half naked women, you know, gyrating in front of you or on you and all of that. Not weird because of that, but weird because you're doing it around other men. I'm like, why don't you just cut to the chase and pay a hooker? You spending all your, but nonetheless, a lot of men like to go to the strip club. They might spend hundreds or thousands of dollars at the strip club. Does that necessarily mean that that's where his heart is? I'm going to take a chance on saying this. because I've seen examples where it's true. But I recognize that it's not always true. For example, like, I'm going to say that going to the strip club and dealing with strippers is almost as addictive to some men as drugs are, as gambling is, as overeating is. It's weird. But yeah, it's like sex addiction. Think about it. It's like a sex addiction. And there are plenty of men who trick on them broads. They're not just spending the money in the club, making it rain, lap dances and all of that. They're having sex with them chicks after the shows. Because that's where the real money is with stripping anyway. It is the sex industry. So to think that it's the sex industry without there being any prostitution or human trafficking involved, then you're fooling yourself. But does that mean that's where his heart is? Hey, yo, Carol. Hey, yo, T. Carey Wright. Hey, yo, Vita. Hey, yo, Ansel. Hey, yo, Stacey. Let me ask y'all this. Where your addictions are, do you think that where your addictions are is where your heart is? Because you know it's impossible not to spend a lot of money where you are addicted to something. So whether it's food, whether it's gambling, whether it's drugs, whatever you have an addiction to, you're going to spend way, way, way too much money there. But is that where your heart is? I want y'all to take some time and think about it. Take some time and think about it. Take some time and think about it. Think about it. Take some time. Think about it. Think about it. Take some time and think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Carol says, I think that's what men want. Unfortunately, they don't get it. Okay. Oh, yeah. I already read that. Okay. Ansel says, they had lines outside the store when I was in Korea for the purses, men and women. Yeah, I mean, it's Korea. You know, you can get the best knockoffs over there. Real shit. You can get authentic knockoffs in Korea. But I'm glad that you brought that up, Ansel, because, you know, the myth that it's only black people running to Louis and Gucci stores to waste all their goddamn money on clout chase is wrong. Louis Vuitton has not made all of their fortunes off of black people. They've made way too much off of black people. But at the end of the day, we really can't afford that shit. We can't. So their money has had to have come from another source. Vita B says, my experience is seeing men playing broke and will spend other people's money first. Really? They live off the land of credit. Interesting. Interesting. That's a very interesting perspective. I don't know. Most men I know spend the money that they have. But, you know, my friends or the men that I know or associate with are not, they ain't seven-figure niggas. You know, mine are all five and six figures. Nonetheless, they spend their own money. So, the questions that I ask y'all, if y'all finished thinking about it or still thinking about it, I want to know. Do you think that your addictions equal where your heart is? Do y'all think that? Give me something. Let me see. Where your addictions are they where your heart is? Does your heart equal where you are addicted to? It's a toughie, right? It's a little tough, and it does require some thought. So I don't know. I'll come back to that. I would give y'all my answer, but I'm going to come back to that. I'm going to come back to that. Carol says, I don't love to shop, sadly, but I have, but I have priorities. You know what? I forgot about shopping addiction. You know what, Carol, though? That might actually be where people love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That one might qualify. That might qualify. I love to shop. I like to get new shit. I don't know. That love and that addiction might go together. How do you stop a person from wanting to get new shit? I don't know. Ansel Jones says, it's not how much you make. It's how much you keep for yourself. Well, if we're talking about where your heart is, and you spending money there, we're not really talking about what you keep for yourself. You know, but the old heads have told us that a man spends his money where his heart is. I mean, the old heads also said that after 2 o'clock ain't nothing open but a woman's legs. That's what he said. Old heads act like nobody used to just sit from the back. Ain't nothing open after 2 o'clock except for a woman's legs. So if your man tells you he was hanging out after 2, if he ain't getting home till 4, 5 in the morning, he done been up in something he ain't had no business being up in. Because ain't nothing open after 2 o'clock except for a woman's legs. So if you call a woman on a late night, be like, what you doing? And she'll say that I'm just laying here in bed with my legs open, then she's lying, according to the old head. Because it's after 2 o'clock. Here it is, 2:15. I got up to go to the bathroom, and I decided to give you a call. So 2:15, you should be laying in bed with your legs open. According to the old head, you know. Just saying. Yeah. You know, it's not hard. It's not hard to believe in these things that people say, because there is evidence to support these kinds of things. The consistency of it is what I'm questioning. And let's talk for a minute about cultural lines, racial, ethnic, cultural lines. Do black men spend their money where their heart is, in the same way that white men spend their money where their heart is, in the same way that Asian men spend their money where their heart is, in the same way Hispanic men spend their money where their heart is, the same way the African men spend their money where their heart is. What about that, y'all? What about that? Is there a difference between the things that a white man loves and where he'll spend his money because of that, and the things that a black man loves and where he will spend his money because of that? Can we talk about that real quick? Can we get an answer? Can we get a thought? What are y'all thoughts on that? Y'all know plenty of white men. Y'all know plenty of black men. Y'all know plenty of Latino men. What do you see? You see, do all of their women agree that their men spend their money where their heart is, and is it in the same places? Are those places where men's hearts are, in the same places across racial, ethnic, and cultural lines. What do you think? What I'm thinking there? What do you think? Listen, the white men that I've known from the time I was a child to now versus the black men that I've known, they're different, man. There are differences. For example, and this is just me, maybe, I have never known a white man to spend a bunch of his money on clothes. Never, ever. This whole sneakerhead thing with white kids, spending all of this money on sneakers and all that kind of stuff, that's so new to me because that did not exist in the 80s when I was a teenager. In the 90s, it wasn't going down like that. I ain't never seen no white kids running around here having to get a pair of Jordans, having to get a pair of Felines, having to get a pair of Adidas, having to get a pair of nothing. I'm not saying that they was all bums or that none of them dressed nice, but I ain't never seen, when we was wearing bombers and sheepskins and designer jeans and all of that stuff that we came up with, white boys was not doing that. I don't remember hearing not one of them saying, yeah, man, my mom, I need her to give me some money, so I can come here and buy these Sergio Valente. Man, I want me a new pair of Jordache. I want these Guess jeans, man. Guess are the best. These Jabots, I got to have. Never. I want a Pele jacket. I gotta save up my money for a Pele. No, never. Nothing but niggas have I ever heard spending their money on that kind of stuff. And yes, I've known plenty of black men that love clothes and love to dress nice. Love to, like, shoot, my stepdad, my late great stepdad, my man was fly. He go sit up in that bar with a straight suit on, and he had many of them. He spent money on clothes. He loved to look nice. He loved to look well turned out. I'm talking everything from shoes to the hat. He ain't play. I don't know one white man who followed that example. Shit. I'm going to go out on a limb. I ain't never seen a white man that I wanted to dress like. Never, ever. Not one time, anywhere, in any era. I have never seen a white man wearing nothing, and I was like, yo, I want that. Ever. Ever. I'll be 53 this year, so let's see. Right now I got 6 months into my birthday. Maybe I'll see it then. What say you? I have known black men, plenty of them, to spend all their money on their clothes, getting their fit together. I ain't seen a white man do that. And yes, looking good was what a lot of the black men that I knew hearts were. So, Carol says, we spend more on clothes than whites. They will dress nice, but cheap. Hence, they remain wealthy. Listen, some of those white people gotta be spending too much money on clothes. Because how are these clothing companies staying alive? Just like I said, like Louis Vuitton and Gucci, black people really can't afford that shit on the whole. So there must, white people got to be buying it somewhere. Vita B says, yes, wherever your addiction is, that is where most of your money goes, but not where your heart is. Even single parents might choose to spend money on a partner, but not going anywhere. Interesting. Ansel Jones says, run DMC, my Adidas, people had rings and chains. Let me tell you something about Run DMC and my Adidas. First of all, Adidas has always been affordable. Adidas has always been affordable. It's a worldwide brand, well known, but nobody has ever gone broke because they bought a new pair of Adidas. It's always been affordable. So when Run DMC was running around here, you know, talking about my Adidas and all of that, that was before they even had a contract with Adidas. It was free advertising. They got the money for Adidas after they already advertised Adidas for free. But Run DMC could afford Adidas probably. I mean, they were making, you know, for rappers at that time, we're talking about, Run DMC came out in 1983. They were at their peak in, you know, from, I would say, about 85 to about 88. That was their peak. So there wasn't a pair of Adidas that couldn't afford or that would set them back. Adidas only cost $50. Well, and that, those were the top 10s. $50. Then they came out with the Forums and the Decades and all that kind of stuff. But all of them, all those sneakers were under $100. They might have been the highest pair at the time might have been like $90. Run DMC was making money. He was getting money. Advertising for free. So it's funny that you brought up Run DMC because I was just looking at a video earlier about Jam Master Jay's death and how he was the actual one that Run DMC copied their style off of. He came into the audition for Run DMC to be their DJ, basically with the hat, the blazer and the with no shoestrings, and Russell was like, yo, copy him. They wasn't wearing any shit like that. They got that from Jam Master Jay. And maybe some people around the country did that shit, but in Philly, we didn't do that. We didn't do that, no shoestrings. We didn't do that. That was corny. I say it was corny then. That was not no fly shit. But man, it doesn't matter. You didn't go broke on a pair of shell tops. They were $38. In Philly, I don't know what they was in New York. Everything in New York is a little bit more expensive, so maybe in New York they were $40. Maybe $45, whatever the case may be. And in New York, that's still cheap. Now, the rings and chains and all that kind of stuff, you know, just like before, not everybody spends their money on that. My chains are from 2006, 2007. I don't know, new jewelry. Vita B says, take them to the thrift store. That's when they see the difference. I can get selected items in like new or brand new condition. When the addict will go to the mall and spend three times as much. Oh, you're talking about the shopping addiction. Yeah, you're right. The shopping addict will actually go to the Goodwill or thrift store also, but that just won't be their first choice. They'll go with you if you take them there. you know, bottom line is across cultural lines, racial lines, ethnic lines, you see the difference between men and where they spend their money is. So I'm asking, are their hearts in different places as well? That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's what I'm trying to see. What y'all talking about? What y'all talking about? A man spends his money where his heart is. So if a man spends all of his money, what about the responsible men? The men who actually take care of their responsibilities. The ones that don't shirk their duties. Are there responsibilities? Are there revolving accounts where their heart is? Now, I asked earlier in the show, are we talking about money that's left over from your responsibilities? You know. Huh? What you think? If you make sure that your house, your mortgage, your rent, or your cars, or your credit cards, and your tuition, and your utility, or whatever your expenses are, your revolving expenses are for the month, if you make sure that you spend your money on that, does that mean that that's where your heart is? That sounds crazy, right? Because like, now you could say that that's where your heart is because maybe family, keeping your family together and making sure that they are financially covered and straight, maybe that's where your heart is, and that's why you make sure that you take care of your responsibilities. That's not a realm of possibility, is it? Huh? Is it? Maybe you love your wife so much and your kids so much, your siblings, parents, and extended family members so much that you do everything, you spend your money to make sure that each and every one of them are okay. Even if you have to financially support them when they are old enough and should be responsible enough to take care of themselves. That might really be where your heart is. Yes, no. No, yes. Carol says, my dad loved playing poker and he paid just about every he paid just about every weekend. Oh, you mean he played just about every weekend, but he paid the bills first and we never went hungry. But he would put on a suit and tie to go to the game. Sounds like your dad and my stepdad was, because my stepdad did like to play poker. He loved to play some cards. He didn't have what I would call a gambling addiction. My dad actually did at one time. My dad was all in. He liked to gamble. So my dad and my stepdad liked to gamble. But my stepdad, he wasn't fucking up his whole money or his last money on no games. But yeah, I could see my stepdad there, right there at the poker games or spades or tunk or whatever they played, right there with that suit and hat. Okay, Carol says, I'd say he didn't have an addiction. Yeah, but he, you know, I don't think that he had an addiction either from what you're describing. However, one could argue that because he made sure that he kept the bills paid and made sure that y'all were taken care of, you could argue that that's where his heart was, because that's probably where the bulk of the money came from. But he still took his fun money and spent it on gambling. Well, I mean, well, what if he won? Not every gambler loses all the time. Some win. So if he wins money and brings the money back to the family, maybe that's where his heart is. Maybe. We got to see about it. Talk about it. Get involved. A man spends his money where his heart is. Taking care of your responsibilities. Paying your child support. You know most men bitch about having to pay a court-ordered child support. I don't blame them. But some men have to pay court-ordered child support because they wouldn't do the right thing off the books. Some, not all. I've known women that would put their baby father on child support just because he had another baby on the way, or because he got another girl pregnant, or because he was trying to be vindictive. He figured we not getting back together no more, so I might as well make sure that, you know, I hit him where it hurts. My heart hurts, his pocket's gonna hurt. I've known women who've done that, and I've also known plenty of women who really didn't want to put their man on no child support. They didn't want to file. They did not want to do it. And they did it as a last resort. They gave the man every opportunity to come forth, please support their child, come around, be there. The man wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. She said, look, we both had this baby, and I'm not going to take on the entire financial burden of raising this child. It's bad enough that I'm going to have to make explanations to the child about how come his father's not around, or how come he can't have certain things at certain times because the money isn't there, or a whole lot, or why mommy and daddy aren't together the way some of his friends' parents might be. I'm going to have to take on all of this on a daily basis. At least you could contribute your financial part. And the man wouldn't do it, so he had to go to the court and get it done. After that, a lot of men want to start bitching, belly aching, complaining. You only put me on child support because I don't want to be with you. Well, here's your payment for me not being with you. Like, honestly, on some real shit, if I was a woman, I wouldn't even entertain that bullshit. I wouldn't. If I gave you a chance to make things right and you decided to ignore me or blow me off, all right, well. This third strike is going to hit you in the pocket. Good luck, brother. Good luck. A man spends his money where his heart is. Is it true? Is it true? Carol says, I can honestly say his heart was in his home and family. I believe that. And I'm glad that you had the experience and the ability to be able to say that, because so many of us aren't able to say that kind of stuff. Carol also says, I never put my ex in child support court. You either do or don't, but I will not let my child suffer for your issues. Sometimes when you are no longer together, some men try to punish the children. That's true too. It is much unfortunate. It's so unfortunate when adults play childish games and try to justify it because of the children. Putting the children in the middle. Putting the cheering in the middle. Listen, man, you know, people going to do what they going to do. But we're here to try to figure this thing out. We're trying to figure this thing out. Does a man spend his money where his heart is? Does he? Do we? Is that what he doing? Is that what we doing? Is that what's happening? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. We about to get out of here soon, y'all. We're gonna wrap this thing up in a minute. Let y'all get on with the rest of this here Sunday. But yeah, you know, this is something for us to think about, you know, on this show and off of this show, because we throw a lot of terms around, especially with social media, you know, running a lot of the narratives and themes of the day in our minds. But sometimes we have to take time out to think about the things that we say and what they really mean. Sometimes I don't think that we take time out to listen to ourselves, and we certainly don't take enough time out to listen to somebody else, you know, try to advise us or, you know, put us on the right track. But the right track is where we're trying to head towards. No, it's not, is that no true? No verdad? Hopefully, where a man's heart is with you. Hopefully, where a man's heart is where his family is. Hopefully, where a man's heart is where his responsibilities are. You know, we can talk about bills all we want, because anything that you spend money on becomes a bill. But we have to remember that that's what you spent money on. So you create the bills. The bills that you pay are all created because of the decisions that you made. You only have to pay the bills that you create. You don't have to pay anybody else's bills unless that's what you choose to do. But remember, they created those bills. So if you want to make a decision to take over for those bills being paid, that's on you. But your own bills happen because of the decisions that you made. And that's whether you're talking about your extracurricular expenses or your revolving accounts or your utilities, whatever the case may be. Once you start looking at your responsibility to the fact of what things are costing you, then you can start making better decisions. Better decisions. Like when you make the decision to pay off something, to lighten your load, your monthly loads of expenses. Or when you decide to consolidate your bills or to eliminate certain things. Every time you add on another bill and blow it off like, it's just a little bit of money, or this is just for a rainy day, or whatever. You are making an excuse to put yourself in the hole. So if you make your decisions like that, is that where your heart is? Imagine that. Your heart is in your excuses. You know how when people are on drugs, it takes them a long time to finally admit that they are on drugs or addicted to drugs, strung out. It's a hard thing to come to terms with. Very, very hard. But when you do, you start the healing process, because now you're about to start the helping process. You're finally going to make the decision to help yourself instead of hurting yourself. So is that where your heart is? Maybe. Yo, black man, we got to do better. We do. We have to do better. Maybe we should change the location of our hearts. And what I mean by changing the location of our hearts, I don't mean inside your chest. I mean the location of where our hearts will go. So instead of our hearts going towards drugs, instead of our hearts going towards cars, instead of our hearts going towards strip clubs, instead of our hearts going towards infidelity, instead of our hearts going towards clothes, instead of our hearts going towards sports and things like that, maybe we can find more constructive areas for our hearts to be directed towards, so that we can not only keep ourselves out of trouble, but maybe we can keep more of the money for the things that will help us to enjoy things or life. Maybe we can do that. Maybe. All right. Let's do these birthday shout-outs, baby. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 19th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Jessica Lewis, turning 41 years old today, and also Brittany Alexander turning 35 years old today, and S. Love Harris turning 50 years old today, and Jerry Plain turning 57 years old today, and Diane Robinson turning 71 years old today, and Pamela McKeever turning 65 years old today, and Pop G's, happy birthday to you, and Nicole Taliba Muhammad turning 51 years old today, and my girl Noreen Beecham turning 54 years old today, and last but not least, my girl Tiffany Blair Galati, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious February 19th. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, a man spends his money where his heart is, but where is the beginning, where the start is. Yo, can we really afford this? Can we really be sure of this? Can we verify? Can we confirm? Yo, it's like a worm in the tequila box. I'm drinking too much, so got your foot on the throttle, and we trying to make sure that you don't go too fast, trying to make a couple of dollars last. Spend your money where your heart is, doesn't mean that it is retarded, but it might be really kind of crazy. Yo, spend your money energetic, lazy, but I know that one thing's for sure, if we lose our money, we're trying to get more. So where your heart is, where your heart placement, who you spend all your money in the basement, or at the top of a skyscraper. Yo, we got dick this paper, boy. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. for another Daily Go Get'emism show. So thank you for tuning in to the Urban Therapy with Sun show. Make sure y'all hit that like button on the way out. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you share the show. That's all I need you to do. Can your heart be where this show and movement is? Show improvement, biz. All right, y'all. Blog Talk, we going to get...